Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
This old house is getting shaky. This old house is getting old. This old house that's in the rain. This old house that's in the cold.
Now, Shakin' Stevens there with This Old House and the list of jobs he had to do around it, like fixing the window pane. And Christmas is a time for giving and sometimes dropping broad hints. So if you've got a partner who keeps promising to get to that job or fix the wobbly shelf or the squeaky door, then today's segment is just for you. We're talking clever Christmas gifts that are perfect for the DIY lovers or the perfect person you wish was a DIY lover, more to the point. Now, joining us now is Peter Finn, or Pete the Builder, from Home Rescue, to show us what to buy if you'd like a little more help around the house in the new year, in the nicest possible way, of course. Pete, good evening to you.
How are we doing, guys? How are you?
Not too bad. Now, not everybody is a dab hand at the DIY, so what's a good entry-level gift for somebody, apart from the can of oil for the squeaky hinge? What's a good starter tool for somebody to get them doing some of the more common jobs around the house?
Yeah, well, I think you're kind of nudging someone to let them know that they need to get a bit of work done when you're buying them some DIY goods at Christmas, and definitely playing the old Shakin' Stevens song would help as well. But like, genuinely, I think you need to empower someone. So you need to, you know, a lot of DIY fails by basically lack of preparation. Someone just goes in and they start without actually having the right tools, the right equipment, and really understanding what they're going to do. So empower them by getting them the right tools, and like, you know, start off with a tool set is what I would say. Pretty much every single house in the country should have a tool set. You can get them in pretty much every DIY store where you go in and you buy a kit where you get a series of screwdrivers, a small hammer, you know, something to tighten up some fittings. And again, like, that's a very, very basic starter kit. And then after that, then you're just into like tools for the simpler jobs. I would always say that every household, again, should have plenty of rollers, a big roller and a small roller for painting, and some good quality paint brushes as well. And then at least you're giving yourself the opportunity to do the job right.
Now, that's all very practical, Pete. But honestly, I don't really see many people wrapping up some paint rollers and paint brushes and putting a bow in them and leaving them under the tree and expecting a real thank you.
You're looking at the emotional message, are you?
I'm thinking if particularly if you're trying to encourage the man in your life to do more DIY, don't you need to have a power tool involved here?
Yeah, well, that's the next level up, Katie. Fair play to you. You're empowering your partner there. Look, there's no doubt about it. Power tools are the future and the present, if I'm honest with you. So look, years ago, you know, buying a power tool was like a big ordeal, and it was something that was kind of considered to be, you know, out of reach for the DIY person. That is absolutely not the case now. There's some really good kits out there, and at the lower level of the budget of tools, obviously, if you're talking about a professional, so if anyone has a professional as their partner, they should, you know, maybe go for a slightly more expensive power tool. But if you're talking about someone who's just doing DIY or getting started, like a great starter kit is a combi drill set, where you get an impactor drill, which is for literally putting screws, driving screws in, but then you get another drill with it that has a chuck head on it, which will then actually drill holes. So that's a great set. And what I would always say as well is, you can, if you're going to continue to buy the tools for the person, make sure that you buy the same brand, because the batteries are transferable. So you can actually buy the tool itself, the body of the tool, and you don't have to buy the batteries, which obviously makes it a bit cheaper, and you can reuse the batteries.
Is it important, Pete, to buy the measurement equipment as well, maybe a spirit level and a measuring tape to go along with these things, if people are going to be putting up shelves and the like?
measure twice and cut once. I think we've always heard that one. And that's a very, very true saying. Yeah, without the shadow of a doubt, they're more basic hand tools that I would say, again, should be in your kit. Like, again, if you've given someone the appetite and they're enjoying doing DIY, or if they already have a few tools, well, then definitely, you know, you should be getting them a slightly bigger tool set that they can have a level, they can, you know, have proper measuring tapes. Now, again, measuring tapes these days, you can measure with laser levels, you can do all sorts of stuff. You can measure and you can level with lasers these days. And again, those tools, again, are not that expensive, to be totally honest with you, you know. But again, you can't beat the old measuring tape for getting the precise measurements for DIY.
A lot of DIY now might come down to just putting together flat pack furniture. Can you really do it all with just those little
Allen keys,
that you find from picture, around the bottom of the box?
Well, again, you can, and they actually kind of recommend you not to use power tools when you're putting together a flat pack, because the reason why they say that is because if you pull the trigger too hard, you can actually over tighten and that kind of will burst out the fixing. So the answer to the question is yes, you absolutely can. It's slower, a lot slower. Again, I know from when we're doing the show, we would have a lot of flat pack furniture we've got to get to put together in a very short period of time. So we do use our power tools when we're doing it, but yes, you can actually put flat pack together. And again, it's a great starter DIY project for somebody as well, so maybe that's a good gift as well. Get some flat pack, make sure that it suits you as well. Get them to build something that can only kind of go into your bedroom or into your room, but absolutely, like, it's a great starter thing to do for someone when they're doing DIY, because you have literally everything that you need in one pack, obviously. And here's the biggest and the most important tip, and it's the most obvious one. Please read the instructions. The amount of times that people just, you know, get halfway through it and throw, there's spare parts. And another thing as well is when you're putting flat pack together as well, there's usually a sequence of the way that you can actually do it. So sometimes you can have all of the right parts in the right place, but as you try to put it together, it won't go together because you have to put the parts in a different time. So take your time. Have a cup of tea, put the radio on, nice soft music, you know, get one with your partner and just relax and do it and follow the instructions to the tea. And believe it or not, it's a very satisfying thing to do. That sends a satisfaction when you have built that unit and it's sitting in the corner. It's a good thing to do.
Right. And the best place to fail is in the shed. Maybe if you're a starter set of shelves. All right.
And again, like, you know, people have a fear of doing any kind of DIY. As I'd always say, don't do DIY. Don't do your first DIY project. Like, don't go into the sitting room and start trying to wallpaper the whole walls and paint everywhere. Because if you fail, everybody that comes into your house is probably in one of the more prominent rooms. Start in a bedroom. And again, what's the worst that can happen? If it doesn't go that well for you, you can just scrape it off and paint again.
Okay. Well, maybe people will tell us what is the worst that can happen now. 0870 32 32 32. You can tell us what happened in your house. But for now, Pete the Builder with some useful advice on what to buy the budding DIYer in your life. Thanks for that.